All right, so it's here. Round two of the NHL playoffs. The Stars made it.
Did you watch any of Carolina, Washington last night?
No.
Game seven?
Was it awesome?
It was. It was really good.
Was it as good as the...
San Jose, Vegas? No.
Yeah.
No, San Jose, Vegas was an all-timer, but last night was great, and you got the sense that Carolina was getting the better chances and Washington was getting a little bit... A little bit tense, feeling the weight of being defending cup champions in front of their own crowd. And I mean, in overtime, sometimes it feels like a coin flip because both teams have half a dozen close calls. But I thought Carolina deserved the win, and then they got the win. And so now Washington is out too. So what's funny is online, and these are people that were trying. Now, I can't tell you I was better or worse because I didn't fill out a bracket. I'm not really fill out a bracket guy, which I suppose could be termed as a cop-out or a defense mechanism against being wrong. So I'm not mocking these people, but it is funny. Everyone's self-reporting their own brackets. And there's a lot of people on the Twitter today who have turned in brackets where they absolutely positively went 0 for 8 in picking series in the first round. Like, they totally thought Toronto will play Tampa. Pittsburgh will play Washington. Calgary will play Vegas. And Nashville will play Winnipeg in the second round. And literally every single one of those eight teams are already home, or as we like to say, at the first tee. So instead,
it's amazing, you
end up with Columbus, Boston. Nobody expected Columbus. Boston's a fair pick for sure. The Islanders and the Hurricanes are in another semi. Nobody had that. The Avalanche and San Jose. And then perhaps in the most predictable one, but still very, very far from predictable, Dallas and St. Louis. Because I at least know one person who picked Dallas and St. Louis, because that was Sean Shapiro's pick. He thought both the Stars and the Blues would advance in seven against their favored and home ice foes. So that is some nutty stuff. That is crazy when you think about it. I guess Boston had home ice at least. But every other home ice team, no, the Islanders had home ice as well. And I guess San Jose did over Vegas, so that might be a bad point. But five of the teams that advanced all did it without the benefit of home ice. And now Dallas will try to do that against the St. Louis Blues. Starts tonight. Tonight and Saturday in St. Louis. Monday and Wednesday back here in Dallas. I think Friday would be game five back in St. Louis and so forth and so on. Maybe Sunday is game six. If you're curious whether you should go to games three or four, Jake, I know three is the 7 o'clock start on Monday, and 4 is the 8:30 start on Wednesday, and that helps a lot of people decide if they have that late night life in them or they would rather go to the early game because they want to take their son.
Just opted for 6.
Which is me. Oh, you went for game 6 Sunday?
Our closeout. Yeah.
Our closeout game because we're taking the Stars in 6, aren't we?
Yeah.
This was interesting from our friend Owen Newkirk. And him and Bruce, of course, will be doing their normal fine work here on the ticket. So he went back to Game 7, Stars and Blues from 2016. I don't know if you are using that as a sort of a
it's in my head
piece of evidence about how this series might go.
Not at all. I don't think you should.
Well, I mean, it was a very hard-fought series that had plenty of twists and turns, and I think Monty said it in the break. In fact, Julie, if you have that cut you just played from Monty, if you need a series preview, I think that cut was probably as good as anything on the preview. Could you play that for us, ma'am?
Oh, we're going to have to fight for every inch of ice against them. They defend really well. They're almost mirror images of how we play. And, you know, getting to their net front is not an easy task.
Totally, totally thought that when I was sizing up this series is, son of a gun, we're playing ourselves. This is the Stars playing the team that most resembles the Stars with regards to style. And it's going to be a battle. What I like about that, and I don't mean to, again, make everything about Jamie Benn, but He is, at this point of his career, he's kind of the bear. And often you might say, let the sleeping bear lie. I know Sean Shapiro wrote that sometimes it's not good to anger the bear. But there are other games where the bear's just over there playing around, and he's not really involved in things. Against St. Louis, if you had to pick a Conn Smythe for this series, I just love the way Jamie Benn looks angered every time he's on the ice with the St. Louis Blues. I just love it. I love it because I know, you know, he only has so many bullets left in the gun. St. Louis is going to get them all, and they're going to be mindful of him. I don't know if you know this, but that GIF that all the kids pass around about Jamie Benn sitting on Petrangelo, the St. Louis captain, since that happened, was that last season? I feel like it was last season. It wasn't this season. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I don't think it was this season.
I think I was TV man back when that happened. As I recall, and then if you read the St. Louis people writing about it over at The Athletic, I think it's Jeremy Rutherford, he references periodically that's still talked about in blue circles. Like, they still question whether Petrangelo is a proper captain. Because do you remember when Dirk got kind of David West slapping him in the face or messing with him, and pretty much the Nuggets that the next year kind of humiliating our hero at times, and we wanted our hero to punch them, but he didn't. And then everyone nationally kind of questions his manhood and whether he wants it bad enough because you just got shown up by those clowns, and how can you let them do that to you? That's the basic tenor of the Blues kind of challenging their own guy. Like, you really let Jamie Benn sit on you and mess with your face and all that? And for us, it was just a moment in time. Heck, for the player, it was just a moment in time. But that video exists, and, like, Blues people kind of wanted someone else to be the captain after that, even though he's an unbelievably great player. I don't know what you think of that at all, but I find
I haven't seen that video.
Oh, you haven't even seen the video?
No.
It's easy to find. In fact, I think Julie...
I replied yes with like three S's to it this morning.
It's out there today with Jamie Benn sitting on Alex Petrangelo.
Looks like it was from March of 2018.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Last season.
Okay. So
what do you take away from the regular season? Nothing?
Not really. I know the Stars beat them 3 out of 4, and the Stars played great games against St. Louis.
And they were low-scoring affairs, at least for the Stars.
The Stars snapped the Blues' long win streak that pulled the Blues from the bottom of the league back into the mix. I think they won 11 straight. The Stars stopped that. It's a good matchup for the Stars. It doesn't mean it's a great matchup. I think both teams are roughly around 50-50 in this series, for what that's worth. As the guy who said Nashville probably wins in the first round, let me tell you, this one is a straight toss-up. So back to what Owen Newkirk was saying, he listed from that 2016 series the players still involved. And I would like anyone who hasn't seen that list to play in this game. Can you name the Stars that were on that 2016 team that will be taking the ice tonight?
Stars still on the team?
Stars from the 2016 Blues Game 7 who will play tonight.
Did Sagan play?
No.
Yeah. Clearly Ben.
That's one. You're looking for five names.
There are five?
Klingberg.
Yes. Klingberg, two.
Spezza,
three.
Nichushkin.
Negative. Of course, he's not expected to play tonight.
Oh, man. I was thinking about this the other day, just how incredibly different this team is right now.
Yeah, 15 guys will be playing tonight that weren't on that 2016 ice.
We nailed those first three pretty handily.
Ben Spezza, Klingberg, the names you're missing in the interest of time.
Did they already have Oleksiak?
Pitlick.
He was scratched.
Okay.
We've seen that before.
Yeah.
Janmark and Foxa.
Oh, of course.
Janmark and Foxa. The Blues have quite a few names. Tarasenko, Schwartz, Fabry, Steen, Gunnarsson, Edmondson, Bouwmeester, Petrangelo, and Colton Parayko. And so that's, what, nine? And the Stars just five. And, of course, the Stars have Ben Bishop now. The Stars have Radulov, Zuccarello. Of course, the Blues don't undersell the changes Doug Armstrong has made. Ryan O'Reilly is a name you may not be super familiar with today. I assume by this time next week, you'll have all sorts of Ryan O'Reilly opinions. He was traded from Buffalo. Buffalo got him from Colorado several years back. He has exploded as a St. Louis Blue. He is a finalist for the Selke and for the Lady Bing. But what's interesting about both of those, the Selke for defensive forward, Lady Bing for gentlemanly play, is he's their best scorer by a mile. He almost was a point-a-game guy, which is far beyond what he's ever done before. Ryan O'Reilly is their top center, and we expect that top line in St. Louis to be matched up head-to-head with the Stars, because if you're going to put your best checking line out there against Ben Sagan and Radulov, it's not going to work. So the best way to deal with Ben Sagan and Radulov is to try to make them defend as well against Tarasenko and Ryan O'Reilly. And let's see, trying to think of who the other winger is. Perron. David Perron is up there. He's back after leaving the Blues. They all come back. So their top two centers, Braden Schenn, they acquired last season. Ryan O'Reilly, they acquired this season. Army's been trading all sorts of things to try to make this Blues team right. And the big story of the Blues, of course, is in goal, where Jordan Binnington showed up and started winning every game for the Blues. Remember, Jake Allen was their guy. Did not seem to work out. He's now the backup. And Jordan Binnington has been great. Now, I would tell you that he was great against Winnipeg. And that's Hellebuck. This is Bishop. He's going to be on the ice against a better goalie. Now, I know goalies don't play goalies, but in the playoffs, I kind of think they do. I think Bishop versus Rene was a fantastic matchup, and it was a matter of which guy was going to give in first. Bishop outlasted him. If you want a Stars edge in this series, I look to Big Ben, St. Louis native Big Ben, and a chance for the Stars to find a way to grind their way through this series. This is one of those series where even the winner might not have much left in the next round, because these two teams are just going to pound each other in that way. But it should be awesome getting there. 2 weeks of chaos. 2 weeks of ice cream headaches, Dan.
8:30 tonight?
8:30 tonight.
That's extra late.
Well, take a nap.
So if we switch to daylight savings time,
be 9:30?
Yeah, we're going to be all messed up.
Well, it's going to be an awesome is what I'm thinking. And
I'll watch.
You know, everyone wants predictions. I think the Stars win this series in three. I'm going to take Stars in three this time.
Hot sports opinions.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, get it over with quick. Let's get on to the next one.
I don't have any idea. I assume we'll probably need seven games, and I assume one team's going to hit the pipe and the other team's going to score, and that's how it's going to work. If you think this thing's going to be a quick series either direction, I think you're high. It's going to be great, though.